Welcome to the show. Hi, I'm Bobby Elias, host of the show. Our theme is Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. Very exciting show today. Our shows are into spirituality, aging, love, genetically engineered foods, organic farming, seeds, and all the things that stay in shape, exercise, dance, yoga, etc. We have a full show. We do a lot of great things, and I hope to have you stay with us more often. You can also, for those of you that are not near a computer, you can call this number, and you can hear the show on your phone. Area 619-550-0869. I'll repeat that at the end of the show. You can always hear our shows on the archives and rate us on iTunes. Our first guest will be on for the first half of the until approximately 2:30 Eastern time, and then we're going to have two guests talking about genetically engineered foods, some new twists on this. Our first guest will be Dr. Burton Goldberg, called the Voice of Alternative Medicine. The gentleman's been around quite a while. One of my idols. I really admire this man. I met him and talked to him on the phone. He's a great, great guy with lots of super information. Dr. Goldberg, are you there?
I am indeed.
Good, thank you. Today we're going to talk with you about the aging and then stem cells. If you could first start out, you can tell us a little bit about yourself, and then you can get into the aging thing.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor. I have an honorary doctorate in humanity. I did a book called Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide, the big silver book. It's about 1,250 pages. I did two editions. First one was in 94. The second was 2003. And I put the entire school of alternative medicine under one roof. All the health conditions and the various therapies that resolve conditions using natural, non-toxic approaches. And I am 87 years old. I was in the Second World War. I was in the Navy. And I'm in good health. Haven't always been in good health. I've had cancer 3 times. But longevity is my long suit. And I found some secrets of how to stay young and beautiful. And the most important thing is to see disease before it manifests. In other words, my doctors that I work with, because everything in my books come from physicians who successfully reverse, you name it, everything from to cancer to Parkinson's. And the object is to see disease before it manifests, because it's easy to reverse. And we can do that basically with quantum physics. There's a device or devices called electrodermal screening, the ability to tap into the body using resonance and knowing what diseases and problems and which organs and systems do not function optimally. And you can see cancer coming, and you can see diabetes, and you can see heart disease. You can see all the scourges of our world, and you're able to reverse it. So I find that it's like beam them up, Scotty. You're able to tap into the body and know what poison is in the body. I got into this because a doctor many years ago had a farmer in a hospital in Utah, couldn't find out what poison was killing him, pesticide. And they rolled a machine in. In those days, it was called the Antero, and they found out through resonance of the chemical versus what's in that patient. They matched it up on frequency, gave him a relief, and the farmer lived. And that's how I got into this maybe 45 years ago. So that's my story.
Oh, that's great, Dr. Goldberg. Okay, let's get into the longevity. Gary Noll, the owner of this station, wants to have a show strictly on aging, which we can call longevity, or we might call it healthy aging, age management, whatever. But that I am already put in my bid to have that show, and then I'll give this show to Dr. Sarah Larson, our co-host, But we're one thing at a time. But let's get into longevity. Tell us about how people can live longer or whatever you want to tell us.
Well, first of all, you want to find disease coming before it manifests so you survive. Number
right.
two, it is essential to eat organic, grass-fed beef. You can't eat ordinary beef because ordinary beef gives you mad cow disease. It is concurrent in this country, and it's lied to by the government. But we do have mad cow in this country. You can even get mad cow from farm fish. So you have to eat pure food and not genetically modified. I know that's one of your subjects. And you have to have organically grown, because stretch your budget in that direction, because the food supply today is denuded as much as 70% of what it was in the 70s. And these are government statistics. That's why it's so essential to go to the farmer's market and to buy organically grown food, grass-fed beef and chicken, no antibiotics, no hormones, and drinking pure water. And even your shower should be filtered, because the fluoride they put in the water is toxic. One of the biggest problems we have is a crooked government. This government of the United States today is as crooked as any third world country. They are robbing our health. Just look at autism. Autism is epidemic. We know what causes autism, because in order to reverse autism, you remove the causes, and the kids get well from autism. And it is the vaccines in part, but if a woman wants to detoxify, become pregnant, the poisons and toxins go right into the kid. For instance, into the embryo. Postpartum depression, when the baby leaves, the baby takes its hormones, the mother's now high and dry. She had been borrowing the embryo's hormones for her own. And when the baby departs, that's postpartum depression. So if you want to detoxify, become pregnant, female, and it goes into the baby. And so we're eating fish, or have coal plants that give off mercury, and it goes into the water supply, into the fish, into our bodies. We're being poisoned to death, and that's what's causing autism. Cytotoxins, even aluminum, even though mercury has been pulled out of some of the vaccines, not all, aluminum they put in, and that is one of the major causes. Now, we have the research, so Google autism, and you will understand. There's a study the CDC did, Simpsonwood Conference in Georgia. Read it. There's a synopsis on the Google, and you'll understand that the CDC is aware of this, and they lie to us, blatantly lie. And the FDA protects the industry they're supposed to protecting us from. So how else can you explain, in 1950, it was almost unheard of. In 1970, it was 1 in 10,000. Today, it's 1 in 88 officially, and my doctors are telling me it's 1 in 55. We can't sustain that. And do you ever hear a pediatrician yell and scream, what's causing autism? Why don't we come down to the cause? We know the cause. The CDC did a study, and through the Freedom of Information, you can read about that on the Internet. It's the Simpsonwood Conference in Georgia, and you'll be blown away by what you read. Government papers through the Freedom of Information. So that's one of the tricks, is diet, nutrition, a little bit of exercise, it won't hurt, you know, and a good attitude, the mind-body.
Right.
The ability to tap into the body and see disease before it manifests. And I am in the world of stem cells. I have been into stem cells of all kinds, umbilical, embryonic, autologous from my own bone marrow, you name it, I've been on it for 5 years. I started in Mexico with embryonic shark cells. They take the mother, open her up, take the babies out, and then desiccate the various organs and across the species. I did that 45 years ago. And then the pigs and sheep and so forth. And if you look at me, I'm on my website, burtongoldberg.com. I look much younger than my 87 years.
You do. So I've seen you.
I'm in the world of stem cells. I have a cell called Swiss cells that they're orally taken. They're sheep placenta from New Zealand, shipped to Switzerland, and they totally regenerate. The skin looks better. Clarity, energy, it's extraordinary, modestly priced, and they have helped me become younger.
Wow.
And it's difficult to believe you can drink from the fountain of youth, but you can.
Dr. Goldberg, just let me interrupt in a second. To those listeners who came in a little bit late, I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is about aging and about creating a better world, and I have on the line right now Dr. Burton Goldberg, the voice of alternative medicine. Started the first alternative medicine school many years ago. He's 87 years old. He's still going strong. He looks great. We're now talking about longevity, and now we're on the subject of stem cells. Go ahead, Dr. Goldberg.
Yeah, stem cells, you know, there's a lot of work done in other countries. Our country, because of the religious right, have been way, way behind, It doesn't have to, you don't have to kill babies to do this. There are other ways of doing it, and you can use embryonic animal cells, whether it be a rabbit embryonic, a sheep, pig, shark, it doesn't matter. It crosses species, and it goes into the body, and as the cells regenerate, because you're having millions of cells a day regenerate, it enables them and signals them to regenerate at a more youthful, because the cells that I'm on have a tremendous amount of power. And all I can tell you is I have a good voice and energy. And so in every way, I'm functioning as a younger man.
What is... Dr. Goldberg, I've heard people say that we might be able to live longer through stem cell therapy. What's your take on that?
Oh, there's no question. But remember, you must do some other things besides. Yes, stem cell therapy, there's many, many different kinds, and they take your fat and they can expand it and give you cells. They can tap into your bone marrow. Doesn't hurt. I've done this. Matter of fact, I did a documentary. I've done many documentaries. I'm in the book of Suzanne Somers called Knockout. It's about cancer.
Right.
And back in 97, I did a book on cancer, and she used that book when she had her first cancer. She was on Larry King, and he said, "Why did you have liposuction on your breast?" Because some Scandal magazine blew the whistle on her. So she went on Larry King, and she said, "I'm doing alternative medicine." He said, "I didn't know you had cancer. Alternative medicine? How did you get into that?" And she said, "Well, another nice Jewish boy that I have, Burton Goldberg, did a book. Every book in the country sold out." And so anyway, she did a book on cancer called Knockout and devotes a chapter to me. And I guide people with cancer. Cancer is a scourge. When my daddy was born in 1900, 1 in 33 Americans had cancer of any kind. 1900.
Okay.
When I was born in 1926, cancer was the 10th cause of death in children. Today, it's the first. It has surpassed accidents.
Wow.
The studies today show that every other man and every other woman in America today will have cancer of one kind or another. I've had it.
Yeah, one out of two.
And that's our conversation is how to stay young and beautiful. We're poisoned to death. the pesticides and herbicides in the food. That's why organic is so essential. You remember Cesar Chavez said, "You're killing my pickers. They touch the grapes to remove them. They picked up the pesticides, sweat went into their bodies, and they were dying."
Right.
And so, and that's why if you're drinking wine, drink organic wine. Make sure you're not getting any of those poisons. Because if you want to stay alive and you want to survive without pain, so forth. Before I got on the sheep placenta, I couldn't bend without aches and pains. I couldn't get into my car at 83 without aches and pains. Today, I walk in like a youngster in every way, shape, or form. It's unbelievable how important regenerating is. But also, concurrently...
Absolutely, very important. Well, Dr. Goldberg, I want to also let our people that came in late know that I'm speaking to Dr. Burton Goldberg, the voice of alternative medicine. I'm Bobby Elias, and our show is about health, aging, and positive thinking, organic farming, seeds. We're doing a lot of great shows. So I want to ask you, Dr. Goldberg, I've heard you talk a few years ago about plastics. You warned us that how bad plastic bottles are, and so, and now in Los Angeles and in many cities in Santa Monica, Pasadena, and some of the progressive cities have already got a law that you can't bring in, that you have to bring in your own bag, otherwise they charge you 10 cents. And in Los Angeles in January, the law takes effect for the whole city. Tell us about plastic.
The problem with plastic is it has a chemical called BPA, bisphenol A. Bisphenol A is in all plastics, basically. There are some without it. Even the plastic bottle you drink and it goes in the heat and the water or soda and so forth and immerses with the toxins in the bottle. And bisphenol A is one of the major causes of breast and prostate cancer. It does its damage and disappears. It's in the lining of all canned goods. The only canned goods I have in my house is fish from Vital Choice, a company out of Washington State. They have good fish in bisphenol A-free cans. Harvard just did a study. All cans have it except a very, very few. Harvard did a study of giving a patient a test for his bisphenol A content. They gave him a can of Progresso Minestrone. Could be any soup. His bisphenol A went up 1,100% at the end of a week. It does its damage and then disappears from the body. Goes into the fatty tissue of the prostate. It's one of the reasons for benign prostatic hyperplasy, the BPH, where men get up a couple times a night to urinate. The government knows about it. The EPA, the FDA know about it. They're asked to ban it, and they haven't done a thing. They knowingly allow the population to be destroyed with these chemicals.
Well, Dr. Goldberg, very briefly, I want to ask you about alkaline water, but one last thing on plastic. The substitute for plastic would be for us to drink out of glass containers. Is that right?
Absolutely. When I buy pasta sauce, it's out of glass. And even our drinking water should be out of glass. Unless we can come up with bisphenol A-free plastics. Mm-hmm. You touch anything that's plastic, you'll get some bisphenol A. And that's one of the major reasons we're having cancer. And you don't hear the oncologists yell and scream, "What's causing this epidemic?" They all keep their mouth shut. And they keep their mouth shut because they want to continue to send their kids to school, make their Cadillac payments, or whatever kind of car they have. And they keep their and they don't want to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear pediatricians yelling and screaming, "What's causing autism?" So the medical profession blame as well. They're designed to protect us, and instead they're protecting their little fiefdoms.
Right.
You know, 7 years old, I don't take prisoners anymore. You've got to tell the truth. But the public is not told this. The media takes advertising from big pharma, big chemical, agriculture, and
right.
they're not telling you the truth. Only shows like this, where the truth is explored and explained, because they don't want the newspapers, television.
The media is terrible.
You ever listen to the ads on some of these drugs? And they're not, they're effects, and they're horrendous. And yet people still, the number one killer today in the United States is not cancer. The number one killer is not heart disease. Gary Noel did a study. The number one killer in this country is doctor-prescribed legal drugs. Number one killer. Number two now is cancer. Cancer has surpassed heart disease because we're getting to be into nutrition. We're paying attention, a little exercise and things like that. And then the diabetic, the sugar and so forth, the corn syrups and so forth. So it's really
Dr. Goldberg, in Europe and other many countries, they don't have this. They don't use drugs hardly at all. And these other things, they do use some, but this country is by far the biggest drug manufacturer and user in the world. Am I right?
Absolutely. But let me say this. I am not against conventional medicine when it comes to the emergency room and trauma. They are the best. They sew you up. They take away your pain. They keep you alive. I would be blind without the cataract surgeries I've had, and they do great heroic surgeries. But you must separate that, ladies and gentlemen, from degenerative disease, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. It's astounding. They have become legalized drug pushers.
Oh, exactly.
And that,
they're very good.
That's the problem.
It's a big problem. It's God. Dr. Goldberg, we're winding down the show. A couple minutes, a question on the difference between alkaline water and acidic water. Get into the acidic, why it's bad, and no, the alkaline movement is new. It's mainstream America still doesn't know much about it. Tell us about
The need for someone who is ill to go on an alkaline diet is essential. And I'll give you all one free of charge. Go to burtongoldberg.com. Go to research. Second one down, Dr. Bernardo's Alkaline Diet. Print it out, 23, 30 pages. Here's what... alkalinity is so important, and the proper alkalinity for you is to be slightly alkaline at 7.4 saliva before you brush your teeth in the morning. Now why? Because you want to make your body inhospitable. The cancer cells, the virus and bacteria cannot survive in that milieu or terrain. Just like a farmer in soil, it has to have the right alkalinity, 7.4 saliva. Now, the alkaline water machines are not, they don't hold, they're not good for you, they don't filter the water properly, and I recommend that people go to a site where you drink a additive into your water supply. And it eats out the acid, because it's very difficult to do it with diet alone to get to the 7.4. And there's a company called 4 Perfect Balance that I send my clients to. 4, F-O-R, Perfect Balance. They're up in Seattle. Use my name. And it's called Phenomenal. And when you take that in your water supply every day, it will eat out the acid and allow you to get to the 7.4 saliva. The critters can't survive. And when you don't take away sugar from a cancer patient, you are feeding, it's like putting gasoline on a fire. That's how important diet is. And yet the oncologist said you can drink anything you want.
Yeah. Dr. Goldberg, Can you give that name again, that Perfect Balance?
The website is 4FORPerfectBalance.com.
Got it.
They're up in Seattle, Washington.
Right. You gave me a name, Dr. Bernardo. Can you give me that name again for the people that want to know about
If you want the diet for alkalinity, go to BurtonGoldberg.com, go to research. Second one, Dr. Bernardo Mahalka's Alkaline Diet. A book cover will come up.
Bernardo, what's your last name, doctor?
Dr. Bernardo Mahalka.
How do you spell that last name, please?
I don't know. Just Dr. Bernardo. You'll see it on the website.
Okay. Got it. I got it.
And, and print out that book. It's about 22 double pages. It tells you the do's and don'ts.
Good.
Lots of juicing.
Okay, Dr. Goldberg, we got to finish up. I want a final thought, but before I do that, I'm going to tell our listeners how to reach you. Here's the information on the great Dr. Goldberg. Just go to Burton, without the doctor, just his name, BurtonGoldberg.com for the website. For the email address, it's Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, at BurtonGoldberg.com. And for those who'd like to reach him on his cell phone, he's available. I've done it myself, and I've sent people there. The number is area 415-725-3555. Let me repeat all that again, please. It's important. Reach him on his website, BurtonGoldberg.com. Email Burton at BurtonGoldberg.com. Phone number, area 415-725-3555. We got 1 minute or 2 minutes at the most for a final thought, Dr. Goldberg, please.
Yeah, I think your mental attitude is very important, your perception. And don't sweat the big stuff. And read and detoxify and be very conscious of what you put into your mouth and your children's mouth. Dentistry is extremely important. And as much as 50% in the remission of cancer is in the oral cavity. So that's these are some hints for you. And look for doctors who do electric dermal screening to tap into the body non-invasively to know what's going on so that you don't come down with anything. You're able to catch it early because even cancer is easy when you get it early. And we're not looking for disease early enough. That's why electrodermal screening is essential.
Good. Well, Dr. Goldberg, tomorrow, Monday, I'm getting together with Sarah Larson, our co-host, and our producer, and we're going to plan next week's show. We'd love to have you on for the first half of the show. I will discuss that with you tomorrow. And thank you so much. You are wonderful, and I hope now that we're going to be talking about aging more and more, we definitely want to keep you up because that's a great subject. Thank you very much, Dr. Goldberg.
God bless you and everyone out there. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, what a wonderful show. That is amazing. I'd like to try to get a CD on that. To keep it and to give it to our people. Yeah, we have Gary Noll support group meetings, and I'd love to have him down here, but he's in Northern California, and we are in Southern California. So there, those of you in the East Coast, I want you to know we've got some great people on the West Coast, and I'm going to bring them out to you. We can almost call this Progressive Radio West. In fact, our next guest is from Seattle, Washington. Let me just make one quick announcement, though, first. There is next weekend is the Day of the Dead. And here we call it Halloween. In other countries, they call it Day of the Dead. Celebration is November the 2nd to celebrate the dead and to make it a celebration, not a mourning, as they're spiritually out there. I'm going next Saturday from 12 to 12 to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. This is amazing. And we're going to have a guest on next week to talk about. Have you ever heard of a cemetery that has a party, celebrates Day of the Dead at the cemetery itself? Day of the Dead is Hollywood Forever is a famous cemetery. A lot of the movie stars are there, and they're going to have a lot of music. They're going to have dance. They're going to have speakers. They're going to have food, exhibits, and each of the graves, many of the graves, are going to be lighted up with candles and. Some will have music, some will have a video. It's going to be really, really good. So that's the announcement for now. All right, let's get to our next guest. Her name is Cindy Black. She is in Seattle, Washington, with a group called Food and Water Watch, and they are kind of like the main organizers of the big Yes on 522. We call it I-522, and she's a local organizer. And Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. I'd like you to first talk about the history of how you and your group got into this the fight against Monsanto and their GMOs. Give us a little history.
Sure.
About 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Sure, no problem. So basically how I got involved was Food and Water Watch sent some Green Corps workers here to Washington State at the beginning of the year in various places around Washington, Seattle being one of the areas, and then our group formed from that. So they reached out to local volunteers to work on the initiative 522 to label genetically engineered food here in California, here in Washington State. That's going to be on the ballot here in November, on November 5th. And so our group started from there, and then with our focus, the Food and Water Watch Green Corps people left, and then our group, which is all grassroots volunteer-based, decided to call ourselves Volunteers for I-522, with our focus being on passing this initiative next month. And so that's what we've been doing since early this year. Our group started in January, excuse me, and we've been working ever since. We do tabling, events, highway bannering, we put on events, movies, all kinds of different activities to help to get the word out. Mostly we like to talk to one-on-one the people about the issue. So that's basically what we've been up to and what our group is about.
Cindy, the election is Tuesday, November the 6th. Which is only 10
November
days away.
November 5th.
And that's a Tuesday, right?
That's a Tuesday, yes.
Okay, good. And I know you're, how does it look, how are the chances of winning? What is there any polls or any early indications?
Yeah, the latest polls are about a month ago in early September, the yes, leaning toward yes was 66%, and leaning no, or going to be definitely no, was 21. That has had a big shift in the last month and a half with all the money pouring in. So now
yeah.
The numbers are looking more like 46 in favor, 42 against labeling, and or against, you know, on the no side, and with 12% undecided. And that was just came out at the beginning of the week. So it's going to be, people are calling it too close to call right now, so we're trying to do everything we can in the end to get this passed, because it's going to be a squeaker, but I think we have a chance. I think we have a good chance, actually.
Yes, I think you do, too, and I believe you're going to win. It could be close. I'm sure you know what happened. Pam Leary's up there in your state helping out. She's the initiative. The person that started the California initiative, yes, on 37. We were winning all the way to the end, and those guys put in, the Monsanto people put in so much, millions of dollars, and they lied on radio, they lied on TV, saying that it's going to cost a lot more in taxes, that there's going to be a lot of problems, that they just lied through their teeth, and it was terrible. Anyway, give us how people can volunteer, how they can help out with this cause.
Sure. The best thing that people can do if you're out of state is to do some phone banking. You can sign up on the yeson522.com website, where it goes to get involved, or action, I believe, is the drop-down menu, and you can sign up for phone banking. You also, if you're in the area, you can look for activities and events going on this weekend. But that's an important thing that people can do that are out of state, because we find that the one-on-one conversations with people and discussion and clarifying it, the no side will come up with a lot of negativity and try to confuse voters and lie like they did in California. And so what we find when we talk to people one-on-one, we're able to to, you know, persuade them and show them, hey, there's a different point of view here, and this is really what it's about, and these numbers are made up that the other side is making. And so we found that to be very successful. So I'd say phone banking is probably a top priority, especially from people that are out of state. Also, you can donate money if you're out of state. We need all the money we can get those commercials out, because they're pretty much jamming the airwaves right now with everything they can.
Yes, good, good. So is there a number of people can call? Did you give that just a minute ago? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, you just sign up on yeson522.com. That's where you need to sign up. It's all automated. They use a program called CallFire, and you can sign up. You can just do it from your home. You can organize a phone bank at your home or at a local, you know, community center or church. A lot of the Unitarian Universalist churches in our area have formed some phone banks that people can do. But all you need is a computer, the internet access, and a phone, and you can do that pretty much from anywhere.
Wow, that's great. Give me 1 minute to finish up a little motivation to our people, and just your last-minute thoughts on what's going on and how we can get this thing won.
Well, you know, like I said, everything we can do right now is to get the word out, and right now the big push is to get out the vote. We think we can win this here in the I-5 corridor, which is Seattle, King County, Pierce County, and Snohomish, which is the most populated area of the state. And right now we're winning with a bigger margin than any other place in the state. So we feel like we can win that. And if we can get enough people out to vote, the more people vote, the better our chances, especially in our area. So that's what we're really pushing on, as well as out talking to people out in front of grocery stores, handing out literature, handing out buttons, yard signs. We're doing everything we can on the ground here. So any support outside the state is welcome with the phone banking, donating money. Anything you can do would help the cause.
Excellent. Now, don't go away. I want to introduce you to Diana Reeves. Diana, are you there? Diana Reeves from Connecticut, are you there? Well, Diana's coming on.
I'm here, Bobby.
Now.
Sorry.
Oh, good, good. I want to introduce you, if you haven't already
met. I was on mute.
Cindy Black. Cindy, this is Diana Reed from Connecticut.
We've met. How are you, Cindy?
Before.
Sending you hugs.
Yeah, you too.
That's beautiful. Both of you are two of my favorites, along with Pam, Larry, and many, many others. And I'm an activist in California, in Southern California. So I'm with you guys. This is one of the two big things that I put on radio, along with organic farming, which is tied into all this. But Diana's going to talk about a number of things. You're welcome to hang on and listen, Cindy, but I'm going to be in contact with both of you, and Diana's going to be talking about what's going on in back east and some other things. Let's mention that Diana, let's first talk about that $7.2 million thing that the grocery manufacturers are doing. I'm sure Cindy knows about it. Can you mention that first, please?
I would love to talk about that a little bit. There are some campaign laws in Washington State, which Cindy could speak to better than I could, which require transparency and disclosure of contributors who make donations to political campaigns, such as the No on 522 campaign. And the Grocery Manufacturers Association was shielding major food companies from the public eye by donating on their behalf. The contributions were being laundered through the Grocery Manufacturers Association. And the reason this was done is because after Prop 37, the companies such as Kellogg's and General Mills and all the other big food companies that donated Nestle to the No campaign, they were under a lot of public pressure because they were fighting against consumers' right and need to know if it's GMO. So this was an attempt to shield them from the public eye, and it backfired.
Wow.
Yeah, the Grocery Manufacturers Association was sued, and they were required to disclose all the companies on the list, which was very recent, within the last week. And as a result, we've been calling for a public boycott of the Kellogg's company, as well as Gerber, which is owned by Nestle, because they were both contributors, as well as to Prop 37. And we think it's time to take back control of our food.
Okay. Cindy, thank you so much. You're welcome to sit and listen in some more on Diana, what she's talking about, but I really appreciate your help. Everybody, yes on I as in Isabel, 522.com, and call in there and let's help Washington win. We need this victory very much. If we can get the West
yes.
Coast going.
It's yesonfive22.com.
That's it. Okay, Cindy, thank you so much. You've been
thank
wonderful.
Thank you.
You should help. All right. All right,
bye-bye.
Diana. Diana Reeves, tell us how you got used. You're an activist. You're an activist mom turned activist, let's put it that way. And I know you run a group called Green. What's it called?
For? It's GMO-Free USA.
Right, right. Good, good. And you guys won Connecticut. And I know Maine, which is one of your neighbors, has also won. Those are the only two states in the country that have won so far. Let's give us a little overview of the next few states that are about, like Vermont's about to win, I think.
Vermont, I believe, has passed through the House, and or maybe it's the Senate, and they need to go through the second process. Starting in January, there'll be a second vote, but there's very strong support, and it's expected to pass.
And how many other states, name some other things going on around the country as far as...
There are states popping up all over the place now, which is really, really heartwarming. There are labeling initiatives in a lot of the East Coast states, like New York and Massachusetts. Florida's just started a bill, which they're looking for sponsors, for extra support. New Hampshire, New Jersey, there's something going on now in Ohio and Oregon, and there's an upcoming ballot initiative in Colorado. It's everywhere now. It's really, really heartwarming. And if you're out there and you'd like to get connected so that you can be on board to help in your state, we'd love to help you. You can contact us at info@gmofreeusa.org, and we would love to help you get connected.
Info at what? Say a little slower, please.
info@gmofreeusa.org, and we'll help you get connected to the people in your state that are working on the ground for labeling.
Excellent. That's a great site. info@gmofreeusa.org.
That's right.
Well, Diana, we don't have much time, as you know, and if you could get into the boycott, that's one of my favorite subjects. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. I'm having phone problems at the moment.
That's okay.
To move. So the boycott actually started just over a year ago when I decided that, you know, after our initiative to label GMOs in Connecticut failed, it was a 2012 initiative before, you know, the latest success, I decided that the best way to handle the situation, because our legislators weren't able to do their job, they were concerned about the threat of a lawsuit from industry, and there was a lot of, you know, things going on behind the scenes that got in the way of the bill passing the first time around. So I decided we needed to get together as consumers and take back control of our food. So while we encourage everyone to avoid all foods that are genetically modified because of the potential health impacts, we know that many people find that overwhelming. So what we're doing is we're doing a targeted, strategically selected national boycott of Kellogg's, and we've just added Gerber as well, because those two companies, they primarily market their products to children who are vulnerable and growing, and this mom doesn't have any tolerance for putting children at risk. I actually lost my first child to cancer. It was back in 1988, and it was unrelated, but it has totally changed my life and who I am and my values, and, you know, I know what's important, and one of those things is not to put children at risk.
Right, and if people want to go into the boycott company, which company we should boycott, what is the website for that, please?
If you go to gmofreeusa.org and go to the tab where it says Kellogg's, you'll find out more information about which companies. But Kellogg's, all of their, you know, traditional breakfast products, they also own, you know, besides the cereals, a lot of snack foods like Keebler. They also own Pringles chips. They own Yogos. They own Chips Deluxe, Cheez-Its, Kashi as well, believe it or not, Nutri-Grain, all of those brands, and you'll find the list at gmofreeusa.org are on our boycott list, and we're making progress. The last quarterly earnings report released by Kellogg showed that their U.S. sales of breakfast cereals and foods were down by 3.3%, and their sales of snack foods in the U.S. were down by 3.2%. So they're feeling the heat, and we need to step it up.
Yes, good, good, good. All right, tell me about more issues of why people should not eat genetically engineered foods and what they should eat, or what is your take on that? Diana?
Well, my take is, you know, based on my personal experience, I don't believe anyone should eat genetically engineered foods. My body finds them to be toxic. And, you know, I've had to do a very strict and meticulous elimination diet to figure out what makes me sick. But four members of my family have autoimmune disease. And we know that food makes us sick. As far as gluten, dairy, and soy, you know, all of those, you know, seem to trigger autoimmune reactions. But after removing all of those, peeling back the layers, I still was not feeling well and couldn't figure out why. And it turns out that I was taking vitamins that were derived from GMO corn. And when I replaced those vitamins with vitamins that were used corn, which was sourced from Scotland and actually came with a non-GMO certification, I found that my health improved drastically. So I can tell you, you know, that I can tell you what my symptoms were, but because there have been no human health trials, I could not tell you what the physiological reactions are underlying my symptoms. But I do know that my symptoms, you know, have totally resolved themselves.
Wow, that's great. I really congratulate you, Diana, for the work you did to get Connecticut to win, and the fact that Maine has won, and Vermont's on the verge of winning. This is a, I believe, we're finally, the United States is going to catch up, well, not catch up with Europe totally, but head in that direction where we can get the whole country to, at least the majority of the country, to label, to make the manufacturers label GMO foods. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes, so let's talk about that. Can you please, Diana?
Well, I think, you know, we're behind the rest of the world right now. There are 64 countries out there that require GMOs to be labeled. And I think the movement is most definitely growing. You know, it's very encouraging, I have to say. Our GMO Free USA Facebook page, our number of Facebook fans has grown just this year all the way to over 65,000 people. And that's 65,000 people that are following the news and that, you know, want to be in the loop on what's going on with genetically engineered foods. So the interest is definitely peaking. And we also have a Facebook group, which is a closed discussion group where people just want to chit-chat about things so that they can learn more. And we have over 10,000 members in that group, as well as another 3,000 people waiting to join that we just haven't had the time to get through all of them. So interest is definitely growing. The word is getting out. And, you know, I do believe that the boycott should be given equal attention, you know, to the labeling initiatives because I think it's a way that we can be proactive, you know, taking back control of our food and work together to speak collectively to these food companies.
Yeah, there hasn't been a great boycott since the Cesar Chavez boycott in California and the West Coast. Well, it was all over the country, and it was great. And I know Gary Null, of the owner of this radio station, on his radio show has talked about boycott, how important it is. He's actually brought out names of companies that we should boycott for various causes. But I think what you're doing with the boycott is just tremendous. I really believe, and I want, you know, the Facebook thing, I like to get on that Facebook myself, and then I want to use that to tell people about what, not only what you're doing and your Facebook, but also to get our word in about what we're doing with the radio show and what we're doing in the West Coast about all these issues that we're talking about. Any final thoughts, Diana?
My final thoughts would be that you should please, you know, be empowered because you can make a difference. There are many things you can do. Number one thing on the list I would say is please sign up for phone banking. Go to yeson522.com and click on the volunteer tab and get some friends together and have a little party. It doesn't cost anything in terms of phone long-distance charges because it's done through a computerized system, which is called CallFire. It's actually a very rewarding thing to do, phone banking. I've done it myself, and I would really encourage everyone to get involved. And just do an hour if you can, you know, only squeeze in an hour. But you will make a difference by reaching out to voters that are being bombarded with lies and propaganda and probably would welcome hearing the truth from a real person. So that would be the first thing I would say. And then I would say grow your own food if you can. Start a garden. And also, you know, choose whole foods instead of, you know, the processed foods that dominate the shelves in our grocery stores. And buy non-GMO Project Verified or organic.
Diana, for your information and for all of our listeners, the two main things that I have on this show are the GMO issue, and the other one is organic farming and seeds. I had a gentleman named David King. He's one of the top people in the country on seeds. He has organic farming and helping teach people how to grow their own food. And he's also working very closely with the lady, the number one lady in the world on this issue, Dr. Vandana Shiva. She's in India. And she'll be coming out.
Yes, I met Vandana Shiva in Hawaii. She is one of the most wonderful people in the world. Adore her.
Yes. Oh, yes, she's one of... And so you can see that I'm in your corner, Diana, and you're in my corner because you're just a wealth of lots of information. I love having you on. Thank you so much for coming on this show. And keep me posted if you have any ideas or any thoughts on other things. I can always make announcements on this show, and I appreciate your help. Okay?
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for all you're doing. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks for having me on today.
You're very welcome. All right, I'm going to take the next few minutes to talk about this show and about our ideas for this show in the next few weeks of what we're going to have on. First of all, let me say that the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World, and we're wanting to shift the name more and more to healthy aging and longevity and living longer and how people can do that. And that actually takes the whole health thing into mind because we're talking about being grateful, thinking, this is what this show is about, being grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. You know, a lot of things in this country we don't like, but at least here, many of us in this country have a place to sleep. We have food, except for the homeless and the hungry. We have a lot of wonderful things that people in poor countries don't have. They don't have a bathroom, a toilet. They don't have a kitchen. They don't have a stove, refrigerator. They don't have good food. They've got to go to a polluted river. I mean, really polluted river to get their water in many countries. People live in cardboard shacks. People live out in the open. We should be grateful for what we have, not what we don't have. We're going to be talking about that more and more, about aging gracefully, with the right foods, with the right mental attitude. And as you heard Dr. Burton Goldberg, it was wonderful. Tell your friends about the show today, and they can archive it on PRN, P as in Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, as in Frank and Mary. They can also go on the phone and hear this show again at 619-550-0869 to hear the show that's on the air at that time. You can go to the archives, though, and just punch in archives to hear all the shows that we have. Dr. Burton Goldberg was wonderful, Diana Reeves was wonderful, and Cindy Black was great. We're on those issues that I mentioned, the genetically engineered foods and the longevity issue. I want to tell you the next few weeks we're going to have more great information on genetically engineered foods. Next week we're going to talk a little bit about Day of the Dead and the celebrations going on around the world. In Spanish it's called Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. Also, our show is about, we're going to be talking about health, we're going to talk about exercise, yoga, dance, love. We're going to talk about Qigong, all the exercises that people can do to stay young. I do power walking, that's another one. I do power walking every night, and I do it because you can tell I'm kind of high strung, and I need to, when my body relaxes, my mind relaxes. The phone number, let me give you my phone number if you want to call me and have any ideas for the show or give your input. My name is Bobby Elias, E-L-I-A-S. And the phone number here is area 323-770-1925. At the end of the show, we're going to try to play for the whole song, the song called by Joanne Baez, We Shall Overcome. It was a great song 6 years ago during the time that Dr. Martin Luther King was around and active in civil rights. But We Shall Overcome means everything. This show is all about overcoming and about creating a better world. We're going to have people on that issue. And so I'm going to end by telling you to check, please rate us on the archives. Listen to our show next week. We're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. If our engineer is there, we're ready to hear the song. I want to thank the engineer, Melissa. I want to thank the producer in New York, Jason. I want to thank my producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D. I want to thank our three guests, Dr. Burton Goldberg, Cindy Black, and Diana Reeves. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning into the show. Stay with us. Give us a good listen, and here's our last song. If you're there, Melissa, to put on the great song by Joan Baez, We Shall Overcome.
The very beautiful Joan Baez.